Hey, tune in to All in One Sports with Jimmy and Ricky. We'll give you all the hockey news you need to have, and they're really passionate about their teams.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to All in One Sports. I'm your host today, Jim Berenger, with some breaking hockey news as the NHL season is around the corner. Usually Ravishing Ricky O is with me, but today it was important to get this news out because we are on the cusp of the NHL season that starts tomorrow. Triple header of action. Of course, you know Ricky O covering the Nashville Predators for Full Press Hockey, and this is in association with Full Press Hockey, so I'm covering the rest of the league, New Jersey Devils. But big speculation that was Connor Hellebuyck, Mark Scheifele over the NHL draft where Ricky and I attended in Nashville. What a great time it was. There was a lot of talk, Hellebuyck going to New Jersey. Could Hellebuyck go to Buffalo? Where was Hellebuyck going to go? Well, he's not going anywhere. He signed a 7-year contract extension, $59.5 million, $8.5 million AAV. And it's just under the $9 million that he wanted. And I think that's what was scaring a lot of teams, not to mention the asking price was way too high. Right, Kevin Cheveldayoff made it his priority to retool this team on the fly and not have a full-fledged rebuild. If he had a full-fledged rebuild, it would be different. He could have had more teams in the league go after him, maybe get some first-round picks, assets, but the Jets want to stay competitive in the Central Division. They did make the playoffs last year, but they're still working in that murky middle that we like to call the National Hockey League, and that's not a good place to operate. You either want to be really bad or you want to be really good. You don't want to be in the middle because you miss out on some draft picks. Now, the Jets have hit on their draft picks, but still very interesting considering all we heard offseason was that Hellebuyck was going to be on the move. And once they started training camp and it didn't happen, it looked like this was the scenario that was going to happen, is they're going to play the year out. We'll see what happens. Maybe they get moved next year at the draft. Maybe they get moved at the deadline. But if you listen to Full Press coverage, you've seen here on Full All in One Sports, Full Press Hockey, it's hard to make those deals, especially in the middle of the season, especially for assets in return. Look, when Pierre-Luc Dubois was moved from Winnipeg to LA, they got some nice pieces to keep this team competitive, and they want to do the same with Hellebuyck, and they want to do the same with Scheifele. Now, there needs to be a culture change in Winnipeg too, because I think Kevin Cheveldayoff keeps his players around way too long. You know, so it's all Blake Wheeler, Evander Kane, Dustin Bufflin. There's also, you got to pay a cold weather tax, and that's what they did. And oh, by the way, Mark Scheifele signed an identical 7-year contract, $59.5 million, $8.5 million AAV today as well. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving to all our friends north of the border. Sure made Jets fans happy, thankful. They're thankful for Kevin Cheveldayoff. To quote the old 1989 Survivor Series intro, what am I thankful for? Well, I think they're thankful for Kevin Cheveldayoff, Mark Scheifele, and Connor Hellebuyck, because they will be competitive this year. We'll see. It's going to be a tough Central Division, especially Nashville's a better team. They're more an exciting team. You have Dallas, you have Minnesota, you have Colorado. So, but Connor Hellebuck's the workhorse, right? Connor Hellebuck's the guy, the straw that stirs the drink, and all eyes were going to be on what the Jets did this offseason and what they were doing, because they had to change something. Blake Wheeler was gone. You had to move out some other pieces as well. Adam Lowry was named captain. Rick Bonus was still there. And then we go back to what happened in the playoffs where Rick Bonus calls out his players, said, this is the same crap I saw in February. You know, no hustle, no excitement. They gave up. That's not what you want to hear with a coach, and the coach regretted it. But again, it was the same stuff, and they knew it, and everybody knew it. And there was a discourse between Blake Wheeler. He changed things up, took the captaincy off of Blake Wheeler. You know, Mark Scheifele, what was he doing in the playoffs? Look, 42 goals last year. That's great. One goal in the playoffs. Again, you go back to the hit on Jake Evans in the bubble. Not the same player. Gets suspended. Is he hesitant? What's going on in the playoffs? They needed him more. He's a great player to go along with Kyle Connor. Cole Perfetti's coming along. So the Winnipeg Jets, again, is this the right decision? Maybe 7 years on the goaltender is a little too much. He's 31. He's going to be 38. Both players are going to be 38 when these contracts end up. I mean, look, we saw what happened in Minnesota. Zach Parise, Ryan Suter, they're not even there anymore, and they're feeling the brunt of those buyouts right now, 12-year deals. That's not a good thing. You're seeing Nashville going to feel the brunt of the Johansson and Duchesne buyouts next year. Well, the Duchesne buyout, Johansson was traded, but they still retained some salary on that. So 7 years, a little long for a goaltender, especially somebody in their 30s, but he could still win games. He could steal games. He's a workhorse. And that's something, you know, New Jersey needed, right? The Devils, again, still looking to upgrade their goaltending. Now, do eyes turn to Nashville? If they don't get off to a good start, what about UC Soros in New Jersey? What about John Gibson? Are there other guys they're looking at? Because they always want to upgrade their positions. That even if it's an area of strength, that's what the Devils like to do. That's what Tom Fitzgerald likes to do. And they're still in the market for somebody. And Connor Hellebuck would have put them over the edge. Now, he has a no-move clause. Now, we've seen no-move clause get waived to get traded to go to a winner, and he wants to win. Let's see if Winnipeg can put the team around him. If you look at it, you know, this team needs some work. Defensively, it's not as good as it was, especially in the year they went to the Western Conference Final. And that's probably the year after that is when they really should have rebuilt. You know, Laine's gone. Dubois's gone. You know, Roslovic's gone. And now you think to yourself, okay, what are they going to do now? Well, they have their guys, and this lineup's pretty much set. And they've got their roster down to 23, as every team does. What's going to happen next? Who knows in Winnipeg? But very, very interesting day for the Winnipeg Jets, for sure. I mean, the fact that Scheifele and Hellebuck get this done, same day, identical contracts, very strange considering what was happening. But as Pierre LeBrun reported, he had spoken with Mark Chipman last week. It sounded like things were moving in the right direction. Everybody must have gotten into a room, talked about it, see what the change of direction was. How do we keep you guys here? We get you paid. I think Scheifele, it was Hellebuck that probably needed more convincing than Scheifele. Scheifele had stated that he wanted to be a lifer, like Steve Yzerman, that is his idol after all. So Stevie Y was a lifer in Detroit, so he wants to follow Stevie Y. But again, you go back to the Rick Bonus stuff. They couldn't run back the same team again. The same team. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's just so much to see, you know, that it's not something we all expected for sure. I mean, I don't know where to begin. Because the Jets needed something. They needed to change something, right? They definitely should have gone into rebuild mode, but now we're in retool mode, and we're going to see what happens because, you know, loyalty in this business only brings you so far, and there's a hot seat. And the fans in Winnipeg, not as excited as before, but again, who knows? You know, maybe they come out to another great start, but they can't have the collapse that they had because they barely got in. Because the Flames behind them didn't do them any favors, losing games they shouldn't have. So the Western Conference is so exciting because potentially you got five teams from Pacific, only three teams in Central, four and four. Who knows? But the Jets have the goaltending to get it done now. And you have Brassois there, so the combination of those two is really good. But again, the defensemen, Ken Morrissey, what about Pionk? Again, you go up and down that roster. Again, Kyle Connor, Perfetti, your Nemestikovs, you got Scheifele there, but again, you're missing some. Do they have what it takes to get over the edge with the Winnipeg Jets, especially in a tough Central Division? Dallas, Nashville, Minnesota, Colorado. So if you look at it, you have Kyle Connor, Vilardi, Scheifele. Vilardi's a great piece because you get him, Iafallo, Kapari in that Dubois trade. Nikolai Ehlers, if he can stay healthy. Nito Niederreiter, another player that didn't want to be part of a rebuild. He's staying there. Again, Adam Lowry, good choice to be a captain. So we're going to see what they do here. But again, that defense with Rick Bonus, can they continue? Can they play that same way the entire throughout the entire regular season? You can't see dips in this team for the Winnipeg Jets because that was the problem. You saw it in the playoffs. They had a great game one, and then things just went away. Then they had the injuries. I understand the injuries come. But again, different year, new season. Let's see if Vilardi and all those guys make a difference. But that's the news out of Winnipeg. again, surprising, very, very surprising to see Connor Hellebuyck and Mark Scheifele extended. As far as the other news, well, the other news is Buffalo Sabres extended Rasmus Dahlin, 8 years, $88 million, and he gets an $11 million AAV, joining Erik Karlsson as the only dudes to get the $11 million. Then you look at some of these other contracts, and you got to pay the cold weather tax. Again, another cold weather city. But he's a foundational piece on defense. Him and Owen Power, the twin towers on the back end for the Buffalo Sabres. And no, it's not the big boss man and Akeem. No. It's Dahlin, yeah, Power, Matias Samuelson's back there. Henry Yukihiro is back there as well. They added Connor Clifton. You got Johnson. So guys that can help this young core compete. I expect Power to get his extension as well. Buffalo, another young team on the rise in a very competitive Atlantic division. We're going to see what they do. You got Ottawa there. Again, Ottawa, no Josh Norris, no Shane Pinto. Shane Pinto not in camp yet. And Josh Norris is not going to start the season. So Ottawa doing things backwards, probably should have signed Pinto. Then you figure out the cap stuff similar to what we see in Toronto. Matt Murray, he goes to Robita Island. He gets surgery now, out 6 to 8 months. Okay, his salary's done. Jake Muzzin, another guy that went to Robita Island, said he's retiring. So his contract doesn't affect the Leafs' salary cap going forward. You know, the Sens really wanted to sign Josh Bailey, but they had to release him PTO because they just don't have money. You know, keeping that Kubalik contract really hurt the Senators. You know, the Joseph contract, you know, signing Tarasenko to what they did. Hamonic, you know, there's a lot of factors there, but you got to get your house in order, then worry about the camp. But back to Buffalo, they are a really good team up front. Tage Thompson, Dylan Cousins, Samuelson, now Dahlin all signed. And with Dahlin, it was rumored in the offseason that he was going to get like an 8-year, $10.5 million deal. But then when it didn't happen, and it didn't happen at the beginning of training camp, you wondered if he was going to take the Auston Matthews route of everything and say, okay, wait a minute, where do I see myself in 5 years? Do I'm going to do that deal coming off my entry level and then see what happens and see the direction? Or am I going to negotiate a little bit of a bump up so I can be here if the Sabres want me 8 years? I think that's the latter. But again, there was a lot of tension. Weren't sure when it was going to done, why it didn't get done, because you thought, okay, training camp's here. Boom, we're going to announce it. Instead, they wait the day before the season starts to get this done. Very, very interesting move, to say the least, but I like it. He's a foundational piece. Great on that back end against Samuelson. You have Owen Power. And you have Dahlin, and Power and Dahlin, number one overall picks for the Sabres. You want those players back there. And again, this is a good team. Donny Granato's got this team playing really hard. Again, everybody expects them to make the playoffs. Again, it comes down to goaltending. Devin Levi, he's good. Is he good enough? Can he shoulder the load? You got Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen back there as well. But again, they're going to be able to score goals. You got Tage Thompson, Skinner, Alex Tuck, Olofsson, Cousins, Paterka. You know, Jack Quinn's a little banged up. Peyton Krebs is there. You know, Casey Mittelstadt's coming into his own. I think when Quinn gets there again, he's going to have a factor. But it's like New Jersey. New Jersey can score goals. We've seen it in the preseason, 7-0. It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't really matter what you do in a preseason. They can score. Your defense is really good, too. But now you got to stop the puck. Can Akira Schmid and Vitek Vanacek be that stopgap because it was exposed in the playoffs? We're looking at the same thing with Levi and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Do they make an upgrade there? You have Erik Komrie, but again, we're going to see what happens there. Then you go over, right, and Minnesota takes care of business, extending Hartman, Zuccarello, and Foligno. They get their house in order before the season starts, but the Wild are kind of a perennial bridesmaid. They never seem to get past the first round. If they do, they run into a good team. Then you have Anaheim. They finally get their house in order with Zegras signing a 3-year deal. His 5.75 AAV over the 3 years. Jamie Drysdale, 3-year deal, $2.3 million. The defenseman, both guys needed to be there because you look at it, right? And you say to yourself, okay, well, why are these guys not here? Well, okay, Zegras, we understand his money. the Ducks wanted him long term. He wanted to go short term because he wants to hit it big when the salary cap we all expect go up. Drysdale was interesting because I was hearing about money, $2.3 million. This should have been resolved before training camp started. The kid missed 70-something games last year with a torn labrum. Again, there was reports about, whether or not there was a confusion about his timeline. He was upset. He tried to come back earlier, but the Ducks don't want to rush it because they feel that these guys are fundamental pieces and foundational pieces moving forward. It will be interesting to see what those contract negotiations are going to be like going forward, because what we see and how we see things play out. Remember, Pat Verbeek comes from the school of Steve Yzerman. He keeps a lot of things close to his chest, but he also, Yzerman, prove it deals and then we pay you. So what we saw in Tampa with Kucherov, a point with Stamkos, all those guys. So very interesting. And then the goalie market, again, it looks like, with Vasilevsky out 8 to 10 weeks in Tampa, they didn't claim anybody, but the smart capologists allowed them to sign Austin Watson, and then they're going to put Vasilevsky on LTIR. That opens up some money. Maybe they still go after somebody, but Jonas Johansson is going to be the guy. Again, defensively, Tampa needs to be better in front of them. They've not been the same since Ryan McDonough's left. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Tampa does. But again, it comes down to goaltending, stopping the puck, playing good defense. And the big news today, as the season gets underway tomorrow, triple header, Predators, Lightning, the Bedard, Crosby show, and then the champs raise the banner against the Kraken. It should be fun. But the big breaking news out of the hockey world, up in Winnipeg, Connor Hellebuck, Mark Scheifele, 7-year extensions. Rasmus Dahlin, 8-year extension in Buffalo. This has been Jim Berenger, All in One Sports, Full Press Hockey. Take care. We'll be back again real soon. Check out the replays. We'll get it up iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Ricky O, Jimmy B, All in One Sports, baby. Take care.